always a joy to stand and try to preach. And a preacher can preach if the Lord helps him. So you pray for him, the Lord, touch me tonight. Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Psalms, Psalm 1. And I'm not going to preach on this passage, but a preacher needs a passage of Scripture before he starts preaching. And this is going to be a springboard to what I'm saying tonight. Psalm 1, these first three verses are, if I had my life's verses, these three would be it, because God has blessed me with these three verses. Notice the very first word is blessed. Now, if you want to know how to be blessed in the next year, now I'm not going to preach this, I've got a message coming. This is a message before a message. And if you want to be blessed, that word blessed means happy or favored or a lot of other things along that line. If you want a blessed life next year, if you're saved, there's two things that the Bible, God, and how many of you believe God, what he means, what he says, and says what he means, the word of God? God said, you'll be blessed is the man that, first of all, and I don't have time to go into it, but if you live a separated godly life, you can't know the blessing of God without a separating the world. Blessed is the man that walketh not of the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. If you'll be blessed, if you say, Lord, I want to please you with my life this year. Then the second thing, and now just the two things, is talking to Christians. But if you're separated, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate in it. In other words, live right and get in the book. God said you'll be blessed. That's exactly. Notice verse 3 what God promises. If you do those two things, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit. Means if you will live a separated life and read the book every day, feed on the word of God every day, you'll have a fruitful life. And that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now God in heaven, who has power to keep his word, I may say, promise you something, and I don't have power to fulfill. God says you'll be blessed if you'll do the. Why don't you just try to do those? Now I'm going to preach this in just a few minutes, but this I'm just getting wound up on my preaching here. But that's basic. Now over in and then turn to just chapter 17. The Lord laid a our chapter 17. Just a one. One verse there. verse 5. Okay. Where the psalmist is praying, hold up my goings in thy paths. That'd be, it's a good verse for us for this year. That my footsteps slip not. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for the privilege of coming here and, Lord, opening the book. Thank you for the book. Thank you for the word of God. The mind of God can be discerned from the pages of this precious book. Lord, help us this year to live by the book and Lord, be guided by the book. And may it, Lord, it touch our lives, I pray, as we obey it. And help me, Lord. I want to be a blessing to these people, encouragement for the next year. And bless Brother Jody. Thank you for him. Bless his ministry next year in this church. Lord, keep your hand on this church. Lord, we pray. Now help this preacher tonight. Lord, I confess I can't preach without your help. Would you help me? Would you touch me? And I want to be a blessing to these people, encouragement. May the Holy Spirit touch me, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I was out hunting. As you've been here a few years, know I used to have hound dogs. And I was out hunting, and a train pulled over on a sidetrack, and it stayed there for a number of days. I don't know, I didn't ask about it, but it sat there, just sat there on the sidetrack for a number of days. And then when I was a boy down in the side of Tennessee, there were sidetracks up at the, there's a depot up in my little town, and on, they had some side tracks there where the trains would come in and they'd back in there and unhitch and leave boxcars there for days at a time. And there were these boxcars and the trains on sidetrack. They're off the main track, and there was no forward progress from those with a steam engine or a car. They were just sitting there. And the Lord brought the thought to my mind that a number of us, this is for me too. What I'm preaching tonight is for Gene Lashley, and it's for each one of you if you're saved. And that a number of us might get spiritually sidetracked in 2018. And I want to just bring a few simple practical thoughts in this message that'll help us. Now I'm saying helping us, help me. If I live by this, what I'm saying tonight, it'll help me, and I believe it'll help you. And so that you won't get, I don't want to see a one of you. And Brother Jody, I know that's one of the things that breaks a pastor's heart, to see his people slip off and hurt themselves spiritually. And I don't want to see any of you get sidetracked this coming year. Let me mention just a few things that might cause us to get spiritually sidetracked in 2018. First of all is people. There are Christians sitting here who we may let some carnal worldly church member cause us to get sidetracked this year. And listen to this preacher. Get your eyes off of people. People will let you down. Philippians 3:3 says, rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in what? The flesh. Have no confidence in the flesh. Preacher flesh, or deacon flesh, or Sunday school teacher flesh, or church member flesh, husband flesh, wife flesh, son flesh, daughter flesh. Have no confidence in the flesh. People, I hear people say, well, my children wouldn't do that. I got news for you. Your children just might do it. Put no confidence. And I'd rather die and go on to heaven is to fall into sin and hurt my testimony after I've lived for the Lord and preached for the Lord. And folks, we can fall into, just get off on a sidetrack, lose out spiritually, and hurt ourselves spiritually in this coming year. So get your eyes off of preachers, get your eyes off of Christians, or you'll get sidetracked this coming. Get your eyes on Jesus. He'll never let you down. He's the only one that'll never let you. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, the foot in his marvelous face. The things of this world will grow strangely dim in the eyes of his glory and grace. So just keep your eyes on Jesus. Get it settled. Make up your mind. You're going to go God's way in 2018. And just make up your mind, I'm going to do right. And that's a decision you're going to have to make. So first of all, we can get sidetracked with people. And then also, circumstances can sidetrack us spiritually during the coming year. Now, most all of us sitting here will face circumstances next year. And if you made it through 2017 in pretty good shape, you better watch out as we go into 2018. 2018 may bring for many of us disappointments and heartache, reversal, loss of health. Why? I used to go out and take my hound dogs, and I could run with my hound dogs. They're after a rabbit now. Fox would take a mile or two down the road, but a rabbit would go out a while, and they would turn, and by the time they picked up his track, I'd be with them. And I could run all day with my dogs. And now, I couldn't hardly get up the stairs here tonight. So, folks, you're not going to have your health forever. You're going to... We'll have maybe some of you will have loss of health this year, or loss of wealth, or loss of a job, or then also some of you may have to give up a loved one in 2018. Now, how are you going to react to bad circumstances that may come your way in the next 12 months? You can go to pieces. I see a lot of people just go to pieces over it and get bitter. Turn back on, they're back on God and the church and blame God. I've had people to blame God and never darken the door of this church again. And folks, many will allow trying circumstances to sidetrack us spiritually this coming year. And I urge every one of you here tonight, determine, regardless of what the new year holds for me, I'm going to live for Jesus. In 2018, just make up your mind that you're going to do that. Make up your mind, I'm not going to turn my back on God, or I'm not going to turn my back on His church this year. Oh, Job. Well, I want to have you to turn to the book of Job, but in the first chapter of Job, it said the Lord, he lost everything in just a few hours. Just a few hours. And he didn't get bitter. He said, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, folks, that's the way. And just trust the Lord when things happen. I'm just going to trust the Lord and keep on keeping on. And in chapter 2, he lost his wealth. He lost his health and his family. All of his 10 children killed in the same day. Now, that'd be just a blow for anybody. But then in chapter 2, we see him scratching boils that's come all over his body. And with a scraper. And his wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? And how'd you like to be born to a wife like that? Just curse God and die. And he said, Job said, you speak as a foolish woman. Then hear Job saying, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Now that's the answer when trouble comes. The Lord, I don't understand. With your help, I'm going to keep trusting you. And I'll guarantee you, the Lord will see you through. There's no answer to disappointments and reversals except just trust Jesus. And that'll help you during the coming year. Then let's see. I got off a little bit off my notes. Let me get right back to them. Now, the third thing, wrong priorities can sidetrack you spiritually in the year ahead. Many people lose out spiritually and get sidetracked because they have wrong priorities or wrong value systems. A lot of us have a trouble majoring on the minors and minoring on the majors. But in 21st century America, even in our fundamental churches, we have made a God out of material things. And we worship at the shrine of houses and lands and cars and bank accounts and stocks and so on and so forth. We get spiritually sidetracked when we place material things ahead of spiritual things. Remember that. You're going to get sidetracked this year if you place material things above the things of God, of spiritual things. Now, I don't turn to it, but let me turn to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Read a couple of verses here. Matthew 6, 19. The Lord Jesus said, lay not up yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Now then Jesus said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Then another priority, God in God's sight, and I want to emphasize this, is His church. You know what the only organization that the Lord organized when He was on this earth, you know what it was? Can you guess what the organization He organized? His church. He loved the church. He died for the church. He's coming for the church, and he's going to be married to the church. As I've said before, I'm going to be a bride someday. He's going to be married. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to be married to the church. And folks, don't you sort of think if you ought to give priority to the church over everything outside of the home or maybe your job, you ought to give priority to the church. The Apostle Paul said, to God be glory in what? Not the school or the ball team or the waves or the waxes or the lions or anything else, but to God be the glory in the church. And so you ought to make up your mind in 2018. Now, I want to emphasize this. You ought to make up your mind that you're going to be in church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and every Wednesday night. And Sunday school teachers, and bus captains, you ought to be out on visitation every week. And then also men's prayer meeting here on Saturday morning. Some of you men ought to come out to that. Listen, that men's prayer meeting has been a blessing down through the years. And it'll help the church. I never will forget old Brother Page coming every Saturday morning. We'd pray here, and he'd shout up and down the thing, and he'd bring God on this thing. Right? You're shouting up and down that. And you ought to come out on Saturday morning. Then we'll go out and get some biscuit and gravy after prayer. I've told this before. My wife's sick tonight. She's listening in, and she don't want me to tell this, but she'd come home. I'd come home from after prayer meeting and biscuit and gravy, and she'd say, "Well, Gene, what'd you have for breakfast this morning?" I'd say, "I had a bowl of oatmeal." And if she believed that, that's her fault. That's not my fault. But I have an idea. She understood where it's coming from. But folks, put the church first in your life. In 2018. And watch God bless you. You can't put your heart here. As long as this church is standing on the King James Version and the fundamentals of the faith, listen, put the church first in your life. If God's led you to this church, I'm certain he wants you to be loyal to this church and give priority to your local church. And folks, we can't function properly here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church unless our people are faithful to our services. Just make up your mind. The wife and all the children are going to be in every service at Buffalo. Now you say, "Preacher, they've got to get their sleep or they've got to get their homework." Well, listen, we didn't have television when I was here. So as soon as they come in, we had made them do their homework. And then my three children came to church every time the door opened. You say, "Well, that'll hurt them academically." Well, two of them have master's degree, and one's an engineer, so it didn't hurt them too educationally. Listen, God will bless your. Listen, parents, the worst thing you can do is lay out of church with your children. Your priority is wrong if you do that. And I guess I've made that point. Let's move over. I've persecuted there. Let's move over to another thing. So, and then the fourth thing. Listen, this thing, I've got in my notes here, this is number one. This is the word of all the sidetracks that'll sidetrack you spiritually to neglect that book this year. Neglect of God's word will spiritually sidetrack you. And there is no way you can live a victorious Christian life without spending sometime every day in this old book. Now you ought to do it. Oh, I'm glad, and you've heard me say this many times before, that I was saved at 13, and when I was 15, my Sunday school teacher challenged us in her class to read the Bible through 3 chapters a day and 5 on Sunday. She said, "That'll get you through in 1 year." And you know, after I got saved at 13, as I recall, I didn't do a whole lot of growing. I went to church, but I didn't grow any till a 15-year-old boy. I started reading the Bible through every year. I've been doing it all my life. When I went off to play football down in Mississippi, I thought, "Well, now, I'm going to read the Bible through, and probably those little boys laugh at it. You know what? I went in the athletic dormitory, and every day I read the Bible. You know, not one of those boys ever made fun of me. Not one of them. And so you ought to make up your mind every day. You ought to go and buy every one of them. You ought to go out there and get some of those reading guides for read through the Bible in the year. There's three or four different kind of guides. You ought to do that. And I thank God that I started that as a 15-year-old boy. I wouldn't be, Brother Jody, I wouldn't be standing up here preaching tonight if I hadn't got a love in my heart for the Word of God and started reading it every day. And I loved it so much, I guess the Lord just called me to preach it. And I'm glad He did. But 2 Timothy, I don't know when to start. Let me see. Well, I don't know when I'm going to stop either. So 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And Psalm 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." There is one thing, listen folks, now I know most of you, don't know some of you, but there's one thing I can guarantee every one of you, you will sidetrack yourself in 2018 if you're a professing Christian and you neglect the book. Don't neglect the book. And you say, "Preacher, how many preachers, how many people down there at you have down there at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church are living for Jesus, out and out for Jesus?" You know what I'll tell you? I know exactly who's living out and out for Jesus at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Those who are spending time every day in the Word of God. Now, folks, you better listen to this preacher. You're not going to be much of a Christian. I'm not saying you can lose your salvation, but God will never bless you like He wants to bless you unless you get in the Word of God every day. Brother Jody, have I made that straight tonight? Have I made that plain and clear? And that's something. Listen, this is Jack Hiles and John R. Rice was at an airport years ago. I heard him tell about this. And they run into a preacher who used to be a pastor of a church and a good man, and God blessed him. But he left the ministry. And they asked this man, preacher, said, "Could you tell us what caused you to leave the ministry?" And this former preacher said, "When I quit reading the Bible every day and meditating on the Bible." And folks, it'll sidetrack you spiritually in 2018 to neglect this book. So start, make up your, come get in this altar, get on your knees, and promise God before you leave here, "I'm going to read the Bible every day, the rest of the days of my life, and I'll guarantee you, you can know the blessing of God on your life." I'll guarantee you that. Then, are there many other things that I could mention that will sidetrack you spiritually in 2018? And another one is worldliness. People don't like a preacher to get on that. But I'll tell you what. The Word of God says, "Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." Lovers of pleasure. In 2 Timothy 4:10, the Apostle Paul said that Demas hath forsaken me. You know why he forsook Paul and forsook God and went back? Having loved this present world. Now, a worldly spirit got Demas, and a worldly spirit will get everyone sitting in this auditorium. We need to have a spiritual attitude. Walk with God and try to be spiritual minded. A worldly spirit will defeat us. Now I'm just about through. I don't have over 20, 30 more minutes left, but I've got some things that I believe that God. Then also robbing God of tithes and offerings. Now, don't everybody start throwing the songbooks at me here now. But robbing God of the tithes and offerings is another way to get spiritually sidetracked. There's no way you can experience the full blessing of God next year and rob God of the tithe that belongs to him. It's not yours. It's the tithe belongs to the Lord. Listen, folks, it'll sidetrack you spiritually. And I urge every one of you, you just start tithing if you're not tithing. And we can give to the missions around here. God, those two offerings, that God is blessed. And he'll bless you. He's promised he'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. I want that blessing, don't you? And it's promised if you'll tithe. Now, there are other causes, but let me just briefly mention the consequences if you get spiritually sidetracked and become a dropout on God or the church in 2018. And so the first consequence I've got down here, you lose fellowship with the Lord. You lose his joy and the smile of his approval on your life. And then I've gotten just a little note out here. You lose his sweet presence. And folks, there's one thing I want more than anything else in the world. I want the presence of God. I want to just feel the presence of God every night. Don't you hunger? If you've been born again, the Holy Spirit's in you. You say, preacher, do you go around feeling the presence of the Lord all the time? No. I'm just like you are. I'm so backslidden worldly sometimes. I can't. But I'll tell you what. Every now and then, when you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me. The Word of God says. Every now and then, I realize I hadn't felt the presence of the Lord in a while. And I get to repent of my sin and trying to draw nigh to God. And you feel that wonderful presence of the Lord. That's a sign you've been born again when you feel the presence of the Lord in your life. So, then secondly, You may doubt your salvation when you get spiritually sidetracked and get off track. And you'll begin to doubt whether you were ever saved. What an awful price to get spiritually sidetracked and start doubting whether I'm saved and on my way to heaven. Then I'm not going to dwell on all these. I've got some of them I'll mention, just tap on the head and go on. But then another consequence of getting spiritually sidetracked, you can't get a prayer through to God when you're spiritually sidetracked. Heavens are brass. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy, cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you. So then let me give you just a few more causes, consequences of it. It'll hurt your family in 2018 if you get spiritually sidetracked. Folks, listen to me. That's an awful price to pay. It hurts your family. And I've seen people get sidetracked spiritually, and before long, the marriage is on the rocks. And I've seen people drop out and get sidetracked and lose the children. Listen, you children need to see mom and dad going to church. If you want your children to grow up to serve God, live right in front of them, keep them at the house of God, or you'll lose your children. Then another consequence of being spiritually sidetracked, excuse me, the Bible becomes a closed book. When you get sidetracked spiritually, the Holy Spirit is not going to bless you as you read this precious old book. And it'll be dead and dry and cold. Another consequence, and this is a terrible consequence, when you get spiritually sidetracked, God will put you on the shelf and quit using you. Maybe some of you here tonight, God's got you on the shelf because you got off on some spiritual sidetrack. And God's quit using you. A train goes nowhere on a sidetrack. And if you're parked, on some spiritual sidetrack out of God's will, listen, folks, God's through with you. He's through with you. And he'll never use you again till you get back in his will and get on the main track. And I'm just going to turn to this. You don't have to turn to it, but Paul, in 1 Corinthians 9, 1, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, Paul said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now, Paul certainly didn't fear losing his salvation. That was settled. But he feared being put on the shelf. And I've been preaching it, been living for the Lord many years, been preaching over 60 years. And I don't want to be put on the shelf. I'm preaching my wife's here and she tells me, don't mention your name, your age. But I'm 85 and still preaching. Anybody calls me on the phone, I'll be right there, I said. I'll be right there. And I'm going to keep preaching as long as I can crawl in a pulpit. And I don't want to be a castaway. So where am I here? Paul didn't fear losing his salvation, but he feared having God to bypass him. Then if you get spiritually sidetracked this coming year, you'll be miserable. If you have pulled over on some spiritual sidetrack, you've lost the joy, your joy, and you're one miserable preacher. You know, David got off on a spiritual sidetrack. Saw a beautiful woman, and women, listen, I might as well put this in. Watch how you dress. Keep your body well covered, or you'll cause your fellow Christian men to have bad thoughts and maybe hurt himself spiritually. But David got spiritually sidetracked with, you know, the story. And with this woman married another man. He had her husband killed in battle. But then we see David crying out to God, Lord, have mercy on me and cleanse me from my sin and restore unto me the joy of my salvation. You see, when you get away from God, get spiritually sidetracked, you'll be a miserable person spiritually. And I don't want to see a one of you here tonight get spiritually sidetracked in the next year. So stay in this book. Read it every day. And back your pastor. Back your pastor. I told Brother Jody, I said, Brother Jody may not always agree with you, but I never will cut your throat. I never will fight you. I'll tell you what I would do probably when he comes to me with advice, but I said, you do what God wants you to do. And that's, you ought to back Brother Jody, and I believe he wants to do what God wants him to do here at this church. So stay in the church, stay close to the Lord, and if you're out of the will of God, you are sidetracked spiritually this evening, God help you to get back on track so you can enter this new year on fire for God. And maybe tonight when we give the invitation, won't you come to this altar and say, I want nothing between my soul and the Savior. Let's bow our heads, please. And as we come to this a new year, you ought to come to this altar, many of you, and say, Lord, I want to be filled with the Spirit. And I certainly don't want to get sidetracked this year. Lord, I want to dedicate myself to you, and I want to live close to you this year and be a victorious Christian. And if that's your desire tonight, when we start singing with heads bowed and eyes closed in just a few moments, I want to just close this service with a prayer, a time of prayer around this altar. Come and ask the Lord, say, Lord, fill me with your Spirit this year. Lord, help me to be a victorious Christian. Bless my wife and bless my children and bless my ministry here at the church. Bless Brother Jody and bless this church. So, just what are you going to sing with their heads bowed now? What are you singing, Brother?
I have decided to follow
you. Okay. Just come to this altar. Let's have closed this year with a prayer meeting, if you can.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Just ask the Lord to bless your home, bless your husband, bless your wife, bless your children.
Still I will
ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Oh, how we need a touch of God upon us. Pray for Brother Jody right now. Pray for God to bless your class. Bless your bus route.
No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me. The cross before me. The world behind me. The cross before me. The world behind me. The cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.
Behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
You can look this way. She's playing through softly. We want to let the church know about Miss Laney Watts. Her mother, Miss Helen Alford, went home to be with the Lord this week. Those arrangements are Tuesday from 5:30 to 7 at the Appalachian Funeral Home in Johnson City. Funeral will be at 7 o'clock. Burial will be Wednesday at 12 at Roselawn Cemetery. If you need those, you can call the church office. They should be able to have them. You know, isn't a blessing, 85 years old, just preaching the same old message. Just preaching the same thing. I tell you, preacher, that was a blessing tonight. God bless you. One of my heroes right there, friends. I know many of you all would say the same thing, no doubt about it. Cannot imagine Buffalo Ridge if he wasn't here. I'm serious about that. I'm so honored that you're here, preacher. I mean that.
I'm glad the Lord helped us.
Amen. No doubt about it. Praise the Lord for it. That's my Moses right there. He is. He's a good one. That's a good southern term, right? Not a good one. He's a good one. That's what he is. And we praise the Lord for him. Praying for his wife that she'll get better. She's been sick. We're praying for her. Now listen. Behave yourself the rest of this evening. And pray for me. I'm supposed to go to my brother's house. I think there's shrimp there or something right there, preacher. I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, appreciate you being here tonight. God bless you. Let's stand. We'll be dismissed in prayer. Be back in God's house on Wednesday night, asking the Lord to touch us and bless us. Hey, may I say this to us? Not only individual Christians can get sidetracked, this church can get sidetracked. May God keep this church on the path that it's supposed to be on. And may we get to the destination that He wants us to get to this year, you know? He has a will for that. We praise the Lord for it. Brother Roger Cox, sir, if you wouldn't mind to dismiss us in prayer, please.